So how are sped up songs? That's right, faster songs shaking up the music industry today. Did you even know that was happening? This is Jacqueline Jacks with the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio, bringing you the latest in what's happening in music news. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter so you don't miss a thing. It is actually considered Medium's most active music newsletter. I am so excited for that. So thank you, Medium. But it's over at jacquelinejacks.medium.com. Be sure to subscribe. So as young listeners change expectations around what is normal to hear, yes, they do, TikTok and soon YouTube Shorts and now Spotify Video. That's right. The music business will have to continue to adapt as always, and it always will. I've got news for you. It never doesn't. I mean, if you think back over time, all the way back to the MySpace days, you will realize that it really has adapted, right? And we've gone along with it. No matter what, we always roll with the punches. So it's important for you as a musician or as a music curator to go where music is being heard and get used to listening to how music is being heard. Because without that, what else do you have? Well, you have a lot of nothing, that's for sure, because you're going to be left behind. I just got on Spotify and I listened to a ton of tracks really quick because, you know, as we all do, only have a 5-second attention span in music today. We can decide in the first 5 seconds now if we're going to like the song or not, which should be a big piece of news for musicians, because if you're not adapting that kind of strategy to the way that you create your music, you should be, because that's how people are listening. They're listening in those first few seconds to see if the song grabs their attention. And it also tells you so much about the song, whether it's nostalgic, whether it's more modern, what genre it is. I mean, some of them, yeah, you're going to listen a little bit longer, but those first few seconds, the whole point is that decision making is happening. Now let's put in video components. So what happens? Well, when you go on Spotify now, you have 30-second videos. Moving that fraction of that 5 seconds a little bit longer if the video is really interesting and that component is even offered by a musician. So all musicians need to think about adding video components to everything they do in different ways, not just one video that you upload to Spotify artist page for your song, but multiple videos that you put out there promoting the song before it comes out, after it's out, and even weeks and months after it's come out. You want constant video feeds coming out about all of your music all the time. So don't just take advantage of the TikTok. Don't just take advantage of the Spotify feature, having that video rolled out. You want to constantly be investing in those short form 30-second videos, whether it's you playing live or you in the studio or you just listening to your song. It's got to be on video form because that connects deeper with the audience. And that's where music is today. You can't fight what's there. I mean, you just have to go with the flow. And that's how we need to get deeper into the music industry. And musicians need to realize that that's how curators are discovering music. So if you want to be popular today, capture the audience through that short form video and put it everywhere. Put it on YouTube Shorts, put it on Facebook Reels, Facebook Stories, put it in Facebook groups, put it in Instagram Stories and Instagram Reels. And that is going to help you get more free exposure for your music. But I think the question is, could sped up songs actually replace originals? Well, let's just think about Billboard's latest articles. There's two of them, and it talks all about this. As young listeners change expectations around what is normal to hear, the music business will have to continue to adapt. What is normal to hear? Let's just think about that for a second, because what is normal? I mean, I, for one, know that there is a lot of TikTok video and now a lot of YouTube video. But how many times have you heard on TikTok an original song so distorted by being sped up that you don't even recognize it? And the artist is struggling to associate their name with that actual video file. That has been the biggest thing in music for years now, since TikTok has been a way to discover music. But last fall, the 25-year-old English singer Rhea was on the hunt for her first U.S. hit after several years of U.K. chart success. Initially, the looping hip-hop soul single, Escapism, seemed to bring her a little closer, but not really there. After the first week, streams of the track started to fall, and according to Luminate, but in mid-November, its trajectory dramatically reversed, leaping from 185,000 streams to 1 week of 500,000 streams. The next to over 6 million 2 weeks later, Escapism went on to peak at number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100. So what happened? Well, this popularity of Homemade Speed Up remix of Escapism is what happened. It captivated TikTok users, spurring them to incorporate it into their videos as well, driving streams of the original. Rea's label, Human Resources, responded by releasing an official up-tempo rework of the single that has over 114 million streams on Spotify alone. So in other words, they had to adjust to what people were passing on. They sped up the song on the remix, and then it was disassociated from the original. But then they relaunched the original as a sped up version, and that's what gathered the streams. And then from that point, associated the track with the popular version of it. Confusing, yes, I know, but this is where music is on TikTok, and why it's kind of nice that it's gonna maybe get banned or go away, because maybe we can get back to some original work and songwriters. I don't know. Maybe call me crazy, but I still love listening to a great song. But in dance music, the up-tempo stuff really does work. I wish I could sit here and say that this is a great thing for music, that sped up versions are popular, but maybe just in the dance sector, that's okay. It's not okay anywhere else, and I'm not supporting it. I'm just telling you right now, it's not like we're going to start doing sped up versions of every song on this show. We're not, and I never will. But I can say it's a trend, and trends come and go. But for right now, while short-term video exists, a little bit of speed doesn't hurt on the dance music songs. Now, this is mainly in like Mariah Carey, It's a Wrap, Lady Gaga, Bloody Mary, The Weeknd, Die for You. Sure Thing. There are some songs out there that really did benefit in boosted streams from this remix. And of course, we've heard that in DJ's club plays, right? I mean, DJs do often speed up these songs and remix them into other songs, and it's amazing. But that's how the timing is continued, right? So like a DJ will pick a time and they'll kind of like adjust a lot of songs into that timing so that it fits and it's cohesive. That's just a remix tactic, really, if you think about it. But it's working on TikTok. And in a way, we're kind of our own DJ, right? Flipping through the tracks and mixing them as fast as we can with our 5-second listens. In any case, many in the music industry believe that remix activity is also part of a generational shift, that Gen Z in particular has been raised online alongside the meme culture, and that 5-second flip has really encouraged people to try and get in as much as they can into music and manipulate it so that it does kind of feed into that really quick short form video platform. Sped up remixes seem considerably more popular and prevent that slowed down ones at the moment kind of don't get traction like the sped up songs do. Perhaps it's just the TikTok video feed, which is now going to be mirrored a little bit on Spotify with their new feed in the homepage. It's very much like TikTok. Whether or not those up tempos are going to lead, I don't know. Right now, my video feed is primarily dance music, which does kind of force that issue a little bit further and make us really kind of double think what people want to hear. Is the streaming significantly outstreaming the regular plays? Well, for right now, it kind of is. And you're seeing people like Lady Gaga really take advantage of that. But she's got that kind of an audience. So I want to put a little caveat warning here that if you're a singer-songwriter and you don't really have an audience for sped up tracks, it's not necessary. It's not really your game that you need to go down that road. Just know that if you're in that DJ area or you're in that danceable area, that's where the sped up tracks are mainly benefiting the artists and really happening with that uptick in monthly listeners. But you know, dance music over time has always been really popular. It's always been a very fast moving pace, very trendy. It's always had a lot of listeners, and that's why DJs really blow up, because they're out there in those clubs pushing all this dance music, and people love to listen to certain mixes from DJs of popular songs. Now remember, TikTok is all about that little 30 seconds of a song. So often when DJs remix something that's popular on TikTok, if they remix more than 30 seconds, people simply don't know what that song is. They only remember the 30 seconds. That's where our music culture is today. So I hope that kind of like gives you an insight into what's happening and how this is happening with the slowdown versus sped up versions of tracks. It's not for everyone. It's not for all genres, but certainly it doesn't hurt if you do have a dance song coming out to identify what beat they're kind of like, you know, the beat timing that they're doing, and maybe have either a sped up version or an alternative version for, you know, launched as a song on the platform, so that when it goes viral on TikTok, and we hope it does, it actually comes back to you as plays and is registered to you and not in that category of we don't know who wrote this song because it's not actually in that form on Spotify. In any case, I appreciate you sticking with me to the end, and I hope I didn't confuse you too much, because this is a very confusing concept as to what we can expect moving forward. Again, let me repeat, this is mainly in dance music. It's mainly good for DJs and also for people who are launching music in that dance genre, because that's where it applies more realistically. Do I want you to sound like a chipmunk? Nope, absolutely not. Do I want you to speed up your stuff and start launching it again on Spotify? Nope, not unless it applies. So be careful with that and just take everything as a trend, knowing that it will come and it will go eventually. Just keep an eye on it. This is Jacqueline Jacks for the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter so you don't miss a beat. JacquelineJacks.medium.com. If you want to submit music for our show, go to avaliveradio.info/airplay. That's avaliveradio.info/airplay. Have a great one.